A question that comes up from time to time with regard to Tefillat Kelim is one allowed to eat from Kelim which haven't been Tovled? And particularly this comes up with regard to if you're in somebody else's home, that you're a guest in somebody else's home and it turns out that their Kelim haven't been Tovled or you're not sure if they've been Tovled, are you allowed to eat from their Kelim? So the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Kaf Sifchet in Yoredeah, the Rama says that a person who's got a keli that needs tefillah, you're not allowed to use it even on a temporary basis for food until it's been tovled. So in actual fact, there's a machloket in the poskim as to the nature of this prohibition. The maskan of the Mishnah Brura in the Bi'ur Halacha in Simon Shin Kaf Gimel is that whilst there's a chi of midoraita of tefillat kelim, nevertheless the prohibition against using kelim which haven't been tovled is only midrabanan. Whereas there are other achronim, the Shai Gesariyeh and the Prima Gadim, who hold that it is a prohibition min ha-Torah, that it's important to be aware of the view of the Mishnah Brura, this prohibition is only midrabanan, and that can be factored into this discussion. So in the Sefer Tefillat Kelim, in Perek Gimel Sif Yud, says quite straightforwardly that you're not allowed to eat in somebody else's home if they haven't done Tefillat Kelim, and this is reportedly the view of a number of poskim, including amongst them Rav Moshe Feinstein. However, it's not so straightforward, and there are poskim who have, at least for cases of great necessity, a number of reasons to suggest that one can be lenient. So in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of Rav Aviner, he gives three reasons why one can be lenient. First of all, he quotes from the Shut Beit Avi, who says that the prohibition of using a kli which hasn't been tovled only applies to a person who owns the keli, or a person who's borrowed the keli, or a person who's rented the keli. They've got an obligation of tevilah, and if they don't tovel it, so then they're not allowed to use it. But a guest in somebody else's house, they're not borrowing the keli, they're not renting the keli, and they don't have any ability to tovel it. So even though it should have been toveled by the owners, nevertheless, they don't have a prohibition against using it. I heard this suggestion many years ago, also in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, that the chi of tefillat kelim only applies to a person who owns the keli. A person who doesn't own it doesn't have to do tefillat kelim, and a guest isn't owning the keli. And this svara is also brought down even by Rav Moshe Sternbach in Tshuva V'Hanagot in the first Chelek, Simon Shin Nun Vav. He also suggests that the prohibition might only apply to the person who's got a chiyuv of doing the tevilah to it. A second consideration of Rav Aviner is that, seeing as if you're using a keli which hasn't been tovled, you've got an obligation to take the food out of it and not use it. So what difference does it make if you take the food out of the keli and put it into another keli, or you take it out of the keli and put it straight into your mouth? You're taking it out of the keli, and that's what you need to do. So maybe one can rely on that. And third consideration is there, in actual fact, some Rishonim who say there is no prohibition against using a keli which isn't tovled, even though we don't follow that. And even amongst those who say there is a prohibition, many of them say that it's many of the poskim say it's only a prohibition midrabanan. So he's certainly not saying that one can willy-nilly eat in somebody's house if they haven't done tefillat kelim, but where circumstances demand it on a one-off basis or occasional basis, there's room for leniency. And Rav Moshe Sternbach, in the aforementioned tshuva, indicates that there's room for leniency, certainly with kelim which are only chayav with tefillah midrabanan, or just machloket, but certainly glassware, it's chayav only midrabanan. So he thinks that one can rely on the shita that the prohibition against using it only applies to the person who's got a chiyuv of doing tefillah to it. And he says one can even apply this perhaps to cutlery, because with plates are either glazed earthenware or pottery or something like that, or plastic, so they won't have a chiyuv d'oraita. But the cutlery is metal. But he says if it's stainless steel cutlery, so then perhaps seeing as it's not one of the six metals mentioned in the pasuk, one can follow the view that it's only those six metals which are chayv midoraita. Other types of metals are only chayv midrabanan, and even though stainless steel is made out of iron, nevertheless it's become something else and it's got another name to it, and therefore it perhaps doesn't have a chiyuv midoraita. And in Tshuva in Chelek Hay, he also makes a distinction between different types of food. He says, does the food really need a keli? If it's something which is solid, so in actual fact, you don't actually need the keli for it. You could, you know, eat it straight off the tablecloth. It wouldn't be very polite or very nice, but it's not essential to have the keli, and therefore perhaps you're not really using it, as opposed to a bowl of soup or a drink, where you are really using the keli. However, very significantly, Lemaisa in Rav Moshe Sternbach in Chelek Hay says that one shouldn't be mekel at all, because even though he thinks his considerations are valid, nevertheless he was shown a ruling of the Chatam Sofer, which recently came to light, published much more recently, which says the Chatam Sofer says that you can't eat from kelim which have not been tovled, even if they're not your kelim, even if you're a guest, and therefore he was mevatel dato as far as towards the Chatam Sofer kvar horez arkein, and he lemaisa paskins like the Chatam Sofer. But nevertheless, I think in cases of great need, then one can certainly rely, or at least on an ad hoc basis, on the heterim that have been suggested. But certainly on a regular basis, one should make sure that kelim are tovled, and obviously in one's own home, one is not allowed to eat even on an occasional basis, so a one-off basis from a keli that hasn't been tovled. Ad kan.